that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good, so good. I got to hear.
All right, that's my cue. When he talks about I feel nice like sugar and spice, I come back because I'm nice like sugar and spice. We've got one of the nicest guys on the other line, too, Don Weidenfeld. And before we go any further, Don, I want to tell you, happy big 5-0, buddy.
Thank you very much, Jim. I appreciate that.
I saw some great,
Sorry you missed the party.
Well, you know, I was not feeling my best then, but I didn't want to go out. You know, the person that I can't stand is the person that I'm at the party or out in business, and the person, and then they shake my hand. I was sick, Don. I just didn't want to get anybody else sick. I'm really sorry I missed it. But, hey, me, you, Fabi, and Viv, we're going to go to dinner, and we're going to have a great time.
Sounds fantastic.
Oh, wow. Wait, hold on. We've got Cindy on the line. Hey, Cindy, how you doing?
Hi, I'm doing good, thanks. How are you?
Oh, I am doing fine. We've got Cindy Blumenfeld. She's the Director of Business Development for Engineer Tax Services. Cindy, thanks for coming in and pinch hitting for Julio today.
My pleasure.
Now, we were talking about Don and some of the things that Don does to improve energy efficiency. Now, let's say somebody's gone out and they've contracted with Don. Don's going in and he's putting in some energy solutions. How do you guys figure into the picture?
Oh, well, we work on the incentive tax side.
Whoa, wait a minute. So you help to pay for it?
Well, it definitely helps to offset the cost, that's for sure.
Wow, tell us more.
Okay, well, okay, not to get too technical, but lighting is a 39-year asset as per IRS guidelines, and as you know, lights don't last 39 years, so whatever we're replacing and updating and being more energy efficient, those old assets get to be written off. And then there are some other incentives like 179D, which is a 60 cents per square foot tax deduction for energy efficiency. And there's some repair and maintenance guidelines in effect to help write off some of these renovations as well. So that's where we come in.
Wow, that sounds terrific. Now, Don, I know that you and Cindy have been talking about how the two groups can work together. And I know that you guys did an install over at Julio's office building. Why don't you talk a little bit about how you added value to Julio's deal?
Yes, well, thank you, Jim. Their office building is it's a smaller office, 10,000 square feet. And we installed our equipment, which it was a small installation, but it was about $1.20 a square foot fully installed. And Engineer Tax Services went ahead and used the 179D and in addition to that, use this disposal credits. And if I'm not mistaken in speaking to Julio, there's a total of about $1.80 a square foot in tax incentives in all combined.
Wow. So it sounds like they did more than break even just on the install.
Correct.
Wow. So then
not to mention their electric bill. If you you look at the electric bill, is roughly $90,000 a year. Let's round it off to 100. If you save 25% on that, you're talking about saving $25,000 a year in their energy. So it's actually over 100% on the savings side, too.
Wow. So I'm saving $25,000 on energy. I've got a gorgeous building in downtown West Palm, so I'm going to cap it at 0.06. That means I just created $400,000 in value. My
Correct.
Goodness. When are we doing a new loan for Julio? This is great stuff. Now, Cindy, when Don came in and he installed all this stuff, was there any real disruption? Was there any real difference that you felt with the guys walking around, or was it just real easy? You never even noticed the difference.
Real easy. It was just done.
Wow. Wow. Now,
yeah, we came in. Their building is actually three floors, and it has retail on the bottom floor, and their offices are on the third floor. And we were in and out in one day with all of the installed products. And then we did all the testing and hooking up everybody's iPhones the following day.
Wow. You know, is that a historic building, Don?
Yes, it is. It's in downtown Palm Beach.
So then so you can even retrofit a historic building then. That's amazing. Now, Cindy, you have all kinds of clients all across the country, different industries. Who are usually the clients that you guys work with to help with these tax tax incentives.
Thank
you. Yep. Thank you.
It's pretty vast. I mean, it's basically anybody who cares about themselves or their clients or their friends saving money. Typically, because we're an engineering firm with a tax expertise, we're most of the time back office for CPA firms. CPAs will know that there's certain tax incentives, but CPAs aren't engineers to actually do the engineering study. So we work with CPA firms of all sizes across the nation, architects, lighting designers, HVAC designers, commercial property owners, property managers. We're that missing link, that puzzle piece, to help offset the cost and the ROI and be in compliance with the IRS.
Now, listen, my good friend for many, many years, Roger, runs one of the big real estate departments at one of the biggest accounting firms. And I go, Roger, have you ever heard of these guys? He goes, Jimmy, come on, man. We've been using these guys for years, and they're one of the most conservative accounting firms I know. So, hey, great endorsement on that. And so,
yeah, and just and to answer your question of who our clients are, I can name drop a little bit.
Please.
Our clients are Hilton, IKEA, Ford, Outback, Toyota, Nissan, Marriott, McDonald's. We just finished Dolphin Stadium on their major renovation.
Wow.
So,
LMNOP.
Property owners of all sizes.
That's great. I mean, the whole alphabet.
It sounds to me like I need an opening to her role with it.
Well, listen, Don, I think that that probably makes sense because it sounds to me like the two firms were extraordinarily complementary. Now, Don, let's take it one step further. It sounded like her Rolodex has a bunch of clients for you. Let's say that you're talking to Hilton Hotels. What would you tell them?
Well, I mean, if we're going in before the engineer tax services comes in, and we're going to the hotel, and we have there are 25 to 40% energy savings. And we price it out roughly, I would say you're roughly looking at $400 a hotel room, and we go in and do a survey. Or we bring in engineer tax services, and they come in and do the entire engineering report, and we can just work off of that engineering report. And calculate out exactly what it's going to cost to retrofit the entire hotel.
Well, that's absolutely amazing. We've only got a couple minutes left, and since, Don, you gave your information in the last segment, we're going to let Cindy go. And Cindy wasn't on with us, so, Cindy, we've got a tradition here on Freedom Business. If you're going to give your information, you've got to go really, really slow because we have a whole bunch of Jets fans down here, and sometimes they're listening, and it takes them a little longer. So, Cindy, if we want to get together with you at Engineered Tax Services, how do we do that?
All right. Well, you can contact me directly, and my phone number is 954-439-1671. You could shoot me an email, and that's C for Cindy, Blumenfeld, B-L-U-M-E-N-F-E-L-D, at Engineered Tax Services, and our website is engineeredtaxservices.com. You can call the main number and be sure to ask for me.
Yeah, they better ask for you because I'll tell you, you're the best, Cindy. I can't thank you enough for coming on today. And Don, I'm letting you hit clean up here. I'm not going to give you the line about the Jets fans because we're playing the Bills this week, so we'll talk about the Bills fans too. So go slow for them.
Okay, you know, I didn't give my phone number on the first segment, so I'll start out with my phone number. The direct number is 561-702-9000. Again, 561-702-9000. And my email address is d.weidenfeld, W-E-I-D-E-N-F-E-L-D, at magnumes.com.
Well, that was absolutely excellent, Don and Cindy. What a great segment. I want to thank you both for joining the show today. And